We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
Crazy thing happened at the Democrat debate last night.
Oh, who would have thought?
A Democrat got asked, are you ready for this?
Okay.
Are you sitting down?
I am seated.
Okay. An actual tough question.
Wow.
I know. That's why it's so newsworthy, because it never happens. And then, wait for this, when she didn't answer, they followed up.
Whoa.
I know. Like, I've never seen anything like this.
Sounds like a random act of journalism.
I know. And it happens so rarely that we really want to point it out when it does, because it's just so rare. You know, it's like seeing a white squirrel.
Yeah. I still haven't seen one of those.
Oh, you got to see this. They have them in Brevard, right?
You know, there's a unicorn farm. I got a story about a unicorn farm coming up here.
My daughter would love that.
Yeah, we'll get that for you at the bottom of the hour.
Right. Unicorns. So that makes about as much sense as Elizabeth Warren's healthcare plan. So
probably more likely.
Yeah, more likely to work and be real. Okay, so they actually hit Elizabeth Warren on look, okay, you can't provide Medicare for all, which will cost trillions of dollars, without a middle-class tax cut. Take a listen from the debate last night in Ohio.
Senator Warren, to be clear, Senator Sanders acknowledges he's going to raise taxes on the middle class to pay for Medicare for all. You've endorsed his plan. Should you acknowledge it too?
So the way I see this, it is about what kinds of costs middle-class families are going to face. So let me be clear on this. Costs will go up for the wealthy. They will go up for big corporations. And for middle-class families, they will go down. I will not sign a bill into law that does not lower costs for middle-class families.
What an awesome shell game this is.
Yeah.
Okay, because you know what she's going to do? She's going to say, oh, the CBO says the costs are going down. Where have we heard that before? Let's see. The cost of your health care plan will go down by $2,500 a year. Where do we hear that again?
I believe that was the Obama administration.
Yeah. And then instead of going down by $2,500, that your premiums doubled?
Yeah, exactly the opposite.
Doubled. That's not my opinion. That's according to the Health and Human Services Department of the federal government, which administers Obamacare. Premium costs went up by 105%, not down $2,500. So this is a marvelous shell game.
And I want to remind folks, because we keep forgetting this. If you don't like health care now, the very people who are talking about fixing it are the ones who broke it.
Brilliant. Yep.
That's what stuns me. Here are all these candidates whining, complaining, Medicare for all this. You folks broke this. Every one of you Democrats are responsible for what we have now. You have no one to blame but yourself. And now you want us to elect you to fix what you broke?
Yeah, I've got a big audio stream with that. I'll play it later in the show when we do this again. But Elizabeth Warren going on and on about how sad it is that once you get diagnosed with diabetes or cancer or multiple sclerosis or whatever, that, you know, you then go broke trying to pay for it. I'm like, you mean under Obamacare, which you guys passed with only Democrat votes?
Exactly.
Like that. Okay. So, I mean, I got to tell you right now, just to my trolls, you are a complete idiot if you believe this woman. I mean, because you have just watched President Obama earn PolitiFact Lie of the Year for saying that health care costs were going to go down $2,500 a year and you could keep your plan if you liked your plan. Complete and total lie. Premiums doubled. So what Lizzie's doing here is she's saying, the CBO will tell you that your costs are going down. I'm going to jack taxes through the roof. But we promise you that your costs will go down. And then when they double, because that's the precedent with the Democrats, they double your health care costs. She'll go, oh, so sorry. Bummer. Not repealing it. Anyway, it was amazing to watch the other folks on the stage, the Democrats, actually call her bluff. Here's Amy Klobuchar.
At least Bernie's being honest here and saying how he's going to pay for this and that taxes are going to go up. And I'm sorry, Elizabeth, but you have not said that. I think we owe it to the American people to tell them where we're going to send the invoice.
Yeah, that's to the middle class.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. That, where do we send the invoice? That was a good line.
Yeah, and no, but it's a legit question.
Yes,
she
it is.
Won't answer it. And then Pete Buttigieg jumps in, too.
Mayor Buttigieg, you say Senator Warren has been, quote, evasive about how she's going to pay for Medicare for All. What's your response?
Well, we heard it tonight. A yes or no question that didn't get a yes or no answer. Look, this is why people here in the Midwest are so frustrated with Washington in general and Capitol Hill in particular. Your signature, Senator, is to have a plan for everything except this. No plan has been laid out to explain how a multi-trillion dollar hole in this Medicare for All plan that Senator Warren is putting forward is supposed to get filled in.
What about filling in the multi-trillion dollar hole you folks have already dug by screwing this up to begin with? There's no plan for that either there, Mayor.
Yeah, well, the plan is just not to speak of it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's their plan. You know, I got to ask these folks. If you're a liberal and you really think they're going to give you free health care when we're over $20 trillion in debt and it's not going to cost you anything? I mean, this is coming from the woman who told you she was an Indian. Doubled down on it. Tripled down on it.
Yeah.
Turns out that was a lie. This is coming from the woman who told you she was discriminated against and fired for being pregnant in the 70s because it was such a thing of shame for women to have a poked out belly. And then what? We go find the school board meeting transcript. They tried to rehire her and she refused. She lies about everything. You think she's telling you the truth about this? You ever been in a relationship with somebody, maybe it's just a friendship, and somebody lied to you a couple of times?
Yeah.
Did you think once they apologized when they got busted that they would stop lying?
No.
No, she's not going to stop lying. She just lies. You might want to believe it's true. I know you wish you could get free health care, but it's just not going to happen.
I got a real kick out of hearing that. You heard that like 3/4 of the squad now have come out and made an endorsement of Bernie Sanders. So the main women who are complaining about the patriarchy, the misogyny of this culture, and they're backing the old white guy. I mean, I'm stunned. Number one, why do it now? There's got to be a plan afoot here. They're trying to do something. I guess they're trying to go ahead and get Biden out of the way. But there's got to be something going on. But you've got the members, three members of the squad. I'm not sure which of the three. I believe it's AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. I believe those three of the members of the squad there have already come out and endorsed Bernie Sanders. Why are you endorsing the old white guy? Because you rail against the patriarchy of this country over and over and over again. You've got plenty of women to choose from.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, the problem is not the patriarchy on the Democrat side. Remember that. It's the patriarchy on the other side.
I mean, they could have come out for Cory Booker. They could have come out for Andrew Yang. I mean, they didn't have to go with a white guy, and they did. I don't get it.
Well, do as I say, not as I do, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, meanwhile, Texter writes, my liberal friends say that the reason Obamacare failed is because of people like us didn't sign up for it. If everyone would have, they say, it would have worked great. Always an excuse. All our fault in their eyes.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, that's just simply not true.
Texter writes, Mayor Pete is probably the most dangerous one on the stage. He's like a white version of Barack Obama. Another texter writes, Lizzie Warren took an axe and gave our paychecks 40 whacks. When she learned they needed more, she gave our health care 44. She gave our health care 44. Yeah, they're going to cut the health care back. You're not going to have access to stuff you have access to now. You're going to pay more.
You know, let's go back to what that texter was talking about their liberal friends telling them that people didn't sign up for Obamacare. Obamacare is not insurance. Obamacare was getting you off of your insurance policy and trying to get you into a government one.
That they promised you could keep your insurance.
Exactly.
Policy, but they
exactly.
Lied.
And so Obamacare never insured anybody. It was simply a group of regulations and taxes and fees that changed the face and cost of our healthcare system. And all it did was make a change for the more expensive side. It did nothing to reduce any cost whatsoever anywhere. It is a complete and utter failure. And it continues to fail, and it continues to be the law of the land. And yet you folks are wanting to campaign on something that you screwed up. It stuns me that people aren't realizing this.
That's a good point, Lee. And, you know, to add to that, if Obamacare was awesome, we would have all signed up for.
Exactly.
We'd have been like, give me some of that. Yeah. Oh, wait, it doubles the premium? And the premium is, of course, the total cost of your healthcare plan. It doubles the premium? Oh, heck no. No, I'm not signing up for that. I mean, people weren't sitting around Lee going, wow, Obamacare is so hard to resist. It's so awesome. But, you know, I don't like Obama because he's black, so I'm not going to sign up for it. No, it's because it sucked. That's why they didn't want it. They still don't want it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
People still sending me boss stories. It's National Bosses Day. And 2/3 of you wish you had a robot managing you rather than your current boss. Texture rates. Funniest thing my boss ever did was while we were driving, we got stuck in traffic and he had to pee. While driving in standstill traffic, he had to pee out the door. That is awesome. Yeah, we got some other great text here too. My husband had a boss once. Let me see how I put this. Who would send him, assumed he wanted to see them. Didn't ask, hey, bud, you want to see this? How should I put this? Pictures of people playing the piano. You know what I mean? And I mean, over the top stuff. I mean, stuff that like years later makes me blush thinking about it. And he'd be like, we're done here. Don't want that. Oh, yeah, sure, bud. And he'd keep sending him. That guy didn't last long. What a nut. He didn't last long in the next place he went to. It is amazing to me who people hire sometimes. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Another texter writing about their boss. Oh, wow. Boss was going through a tough divorce, fired him so he could hire his girlfriend, the boss's girlfriend, who knew nothing about the job. Yeah, maddening, right? All right. Texture rates. Feckless Republicans got caught with their pants down when they won in 2016, had no health care plan, did not rid us of Obamacare as promised. They're literally basically existing in a perpetual state of panic. And they're frozen solid. They Trump's the only one with any cojones in the entire city. He is. Which, by the way, we're going to spend some time on this today. This whole thing should scare you from Kamala Harris about taking Trump's Twitter account. They're not messing around with this. They believe that anyone who disagrees with them should be silenced, much as the communist Chinese. You watch the whole NBA thing today. And so Kamala Harris put smackdown on Elizabeth Warren last night, demanding that she join Kamala Harris's campaign to silence Trump. If you think anybody's going to have free speech if these people get absolute power, and by that I mean if we're unable to win another presidential contest again, you need to think again. I mean, Democrats continue to fight the Bill of Rights. They want all power. And by the way, they're all in on it. Taking a listen to this. This is Kamala Harris.
Here we have Donald Trump, who has 65 million Twitter followers and is using that platform as the president of the United States to openly intimidate witnesses, to threaten witnesses, to obstruct justice. And he and his account should be taken down. We saw in El Paso that shooter in his manifesto was informed by how Donald Trump uses that platform. And this is a...
Okay, that part, complete, total crock. I've read the manifesto to you. There's nothing in there. The guy says he can't stand Trump, doesn't like him. He said his idol is actually the communist, self-declared communist Christchurch shooter. But whatever, they lie. See, that's why they want to take Trump's Twitter account so they can just lie, say whatever they want, and he'll never have a way to respond.
Matter of corporate responsibility.
Matter of corporate responsibility. Folks, you know why this is scary? Because these are people, Kamala Harris is a sitting senator. Okay. So these executives at these social media companies, who are already liberal anyway and would love to silence everyone who disagrees with them and just need another nudge, the Democrats are saying, hey, listen, we'll regulate you. If you won't do this, if you won't take down anybody we disagree with, we will make you. Oh, by the way, we'll shake you down for billions of dollars in fines while we do it. That's what he's this when you when it is when this is spoken by a person who holds a position of power like that in the Senate, this is a threat. That's how it's heard by these executives, or a license to begin to silence those who disagree with the left.
Twitter should be held accountable and shut down that site. It is a matter of safety and corporate accountability.
Thank you. Senator Warren, you can respond.
So, look, I don't just want to push Donald Trump off Twitter. I want to push him out of the White House. That's our job.
Join me in saying that his Twitter account should be shut down.
No, let's figure out.
No.
Why it is that we have had laws on the books for antitrust.
Yeah. This is a really scary direction that they're going in here. And they're not alone. That Project Veritas report, the one where they snuck into CNN and got video on what's really going on. Guess who else is trying to get rid of Trump's Twitter account? CNN president Jeff Zucker. He was caught on tape saying this.
I also think we should be doing a segment somewhere on what Kamala Harris, raised by French, and then others are talking about. I think it's a good segment in a show. Should Trump's Twitter account be suspended? It's obviously what Kamala Harris, raised, others are talking about it, but it's a good talk. It's a good segment.
This has become mainstream liberal thinking. We don't like you. We disagree with you. You should be shut up.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, so let's figure this out. This is what they're doing. Simultaneously, Kamala Harris wants to destroy the Bill of Rights and take Trump's Twitter account away on the premise that she just doesn't like the things he says. She just doesn't like him. And so he obviously, clearly, should be silenced. Now we've got CNN head Jeff Zucker runs the whole operation. So yeah, let's pump this thing up, man. Let's talk about it. Just take away Trump's Twitter account. Okay, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's account, I have to remind you, which repeatedly referred to ICE facilities as concentration camps, was directly named by the guy who attempted to execute people at an ICE facility as his justification. I mean, there's no doubt, you don't have to stretch your imagination, you don't have to make stuff up. She was cited by a terrorist as why he did the attack. He was very explicit. They don't want to take her account. So this isn't about dangerous rhetoric making people do crazy thing. This is about we can't win the argument, so we're going to have to go down this road. And again, when she says this is not just an idea, this is not just debate. She's a sitting senator. She's a person with the power to vote to regulate these companies. This is a threat. When she says this is not idle conversation. And then Jeff Zucker said, so, I mean, if you're Facebook, if you're Twitter, you are on hyper alert for this. They're basically saying, look, if you don't want us to shake you down for billions of dollars, like Lizzie Borden is planning to do, maybe you ought to cooperate. Maybe you ought to show some goodwill by silencing our political opponents. Because that's what they're saying. Now, at the same time, you have Chuck Todd on MSNBC, and they just did this on CNN, too, saying, you know, we are not going to show you what Trump says about Hunter Biden. It is so offensive to us that we're just not going to show it to you. Now, we'll show you everything the Dems say, savaging Trump, for what he said about Hunter Biden. That's like totally fair game. But we're absolutely not going to show you what Trump says. So put it all together. They want to silence Trump on the Twitter accounts. The only way he has to talk to you unfiltered by them. And then they're just telling you, we just object to what Trump says, so we're not going to report it. But we will report the nasty things people say about what he said. Here's Chuck Todd explaining. By the way, there was a great tweet about this on Twitter. I don't know who this person is, but I mean, it nails it. Here it is. I, for one, feel so safe now that Chuck Todd is protecting me from hearing the news. Then this is what's going on. Take a listen.
President Trump held a campaign rally in Minnesota last night. There are parts of it we can't show you, or rather, there are parts of it we're not going to show you. What is even more remarkable about what happened at last night's Trump rally is that the president went further than he's ever gone before. So we are going further than we've ever gone before to say we aren't going to play the sound. We aren't going to repeat the president's vicious attacks on Hunter Biden.
Wow. Okay, so this is where we are, folks, and truly, this is where we are in America right now. This is what the left has accepted as their reality. That if you ask questions about in-your-face rampant corruption by anybody on the Democrat side, if they're running for office, the penalty for that is impeachment. So if there are crimes, potential crimes, they cannot be spoken of or investigated if a Democrat is running. They have accepted this now as the new standard. This does not apply to Republicans. It only applies to Democrats. This is the accepted standard. And this is the media telling you, not only will we wreck you for daring to question whether the crimes or potential crimes of anyone associated with a Democrat can be investigated. The penalty for that is now to be accused of bribery and to be impeached. That's the penalty for that now. But you can't even speak of those potential crimes because the Democrats running. Well, what if they actually committed them? Doesn't matter. That's the new standard. And that is absolutely terrifying. Meanwhile, and to accomplish this, they want to take the Twitter account from Trump. Okay. Meanwhile, here's a crazy thing. Have you heard what's come out about Hunter Biden? You know who first criticized Hunter Biden? I mean, before all these rules were written? Tom Brokaw. Tom Brokaw. Tom Brokaw was the one who broke all this Hunter Biden stuff. Do you know that MBNA, credit card company, put him on the board when he was, wait for it, 21. 21 years old. Put him on the board while Joe was in Congress pushing legislation to protect the credit card companies and make it harder for the little guy to file for bankruptcy. And Brokaw lost his mind. Brokaw, yeah. Tom Brokaw, liberal Tom Brokaw. He was the first one to notice something was bad wrong here. See, but I guess that doesn't violate the rules. You cannot point out their corruption if they're running for office. This is what is being established. It's what's being established. Okay, then we find out, in addition to the China deal, that he gets 2 weeks after he goes with Joe to China, and in addition to the Ukraine deal, Hunter Biden was also put on the Amtrak board. I kid you not. June 2006, Hunter Biden put on the Amtrak board. Okay, Senator Thomas Carper from Delaware defended Hunter Biden. You want to know why he thinks Hunter Biden is qualified to be on the Amtrak board? Here's what he said. Hunter Biden is a native Delawarean, and I would go on to say that he's been nominated to serve on the Amtrak board of directors. Do you know why this is justified? Why he's got the expert ability to serve on the board? He rides on a lot of trains. Well, damn! I ride in a car all the time. What board do I get to serve on? By the way, in the first half of 2006, Hunter Biden's lobbyist firm made $1.76 million in lobbying revenue from his associations with Amtrak and with MBNA. But we can't talk about it. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I just got a job as a chief plane engineer. Ah, congratulations. Sounds like you got to be pretty smart to do that. Because I ride a lot of planes. Oh, I see. He wants to know if he's qualified to be on the board like Hunter. I don't know. Do you have a Democrat family member who's running for office? Do you have a Democrat family member who's in office? Oh, your family member's a Republican? No, you're not qualified. No, you have to have a Democrat family member who's in office. But you know why this is so scandalous? Come on, it's obvious. Joe Biden is in Congress. He's pushing legislation that makes it harder for the little guy to go bankrupt when he's facing big credit card bills. Like, we could debate whether that's good or bad or not. But Hunter Biden gets put on the board of MBNA, a credit card company that would benefit directly from that legislation when he's just 21 years old. Makes hundreds of thousands of dollars from that alone. Come on, folks. That's how they're paying Joe. What I want to know about MBNA board. I want to know about the Burisma board. I want to know about the Amtrak board. This is what I want to know. If I was a Republican congresswoman, this is what I would ask. I would say, Joe, if you were allowed to ask such things of Democrats, do you have any joint bank accounts with your son, Hunter? Have you ever, in the last 20 years, done any kind of cash transfers between one of Hunter's bank accounts and one of yours? Any kind of cash, credit transfer, anything like that to your son? Would you provide the documentation? In other words, has Hunter ever transferred any money to you? Got any joint accounts? Would you be willing to prove to us that you didn't personally profit off this? That's what they're doing. Come on, that's what they're doing. And that's exactly what Trump's kids ought to be asked if something similar happened. We'll see if he'll pony up the financial report. Look, they swear up and down Trump's evil because he won't provide his tax returns. All right. Let's look at Joe Biden's bank records. Let's look at him. I don't know what's going on here. A lot of you confused. We're getting this every day, and I don't know what's going on. People saying, what happened to the Russian minute? Where is it? We've run it every day. I don't know what's going on. It's getting cut off somewhere. If you could let me know. Are the people asking where Rush is? You're all very angry at me because it didn't play. It did play. Are you listening on radio.com? Because you can't be listening on terrestrial because we played it. So I'm not sure, but this is happening every morning. If you text me, let me know. If you did not hear the Rush Minute, where are you listening? 71307 is the text line. Texter writes, Tara, everything is starting to make sense now about why the Democrats are so obsessed with finding Trump's tax returns, because they have been profiting so long off their political power. They are just hoping that they can find something like they are doing to pin on Trump.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.